And Scott Maria, we're bumping this up to emergency traffic. This accident northbound I-15 at about 2900 South had been over to the right shoulder, but it's been developing and getting worse. Now we have emergency crews on the scene blocking the right lane, and that is causing stop-and-go delays back to 5300 South. Then northbound I-15 at the south end of the valley, delays continue. Draper to Midvale, southbound I-15 stacked up and slow with usual slowdowns between the I-80 interchange through Sandy. And some westbound slowing on the 201 approaching 5600 West. Southbound I-215's West Belt, heavy and slow in West Valley. Lynn Thomas?
On the Bankator Highway, you've got a slower drive as you head south from 3500 South down to about the Kearns area. And then if you're going over to the point of the mountain, southbound I-15 at the top of the point is slow down to Thanksgiving Point and beyond down to about 2100 North. And then you're pretty smooth down to about the Pleasant Grove area where it slows again. Pleasant Grove down to Linden. Your northbound commute through Utah County moving well. Mark?
KSL travel time now bumped up a bit to 18 minutes. Rush hour delays between Salt Lake City and Farmington. Worst of that traffic, 6 north of the North Interchange. And then, of course, very heavy traffic in Davis County. Worst of it, Farmington, Highway 89 to 200 North Kazel. But you will stay sluggish on the way to Layton Hills Mall. Southbound I-15 delays, too, stretching Roy Sunset down to 650 North Clearfield. When you think of home loans, think America First. First, with low fixed interest rates, no origination fees, and flexible terms, apply at AmericaFirst.com or stop by any branch, equal housing lender. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.